ASAP Rock and Quintino, please.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Frank with ASAP Lock and Key. Can I help you?
Hi, Frank. This is Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good. With the bank of who?
The Bank of Cardiff. We're a private business bank. I know you're busy, so I really don't want to take up too much of your time. Just wanted to follow up on a pre-approved finance offer that our bank mailed out to your business about two and a half weeks ago.
And what was it? I didn't see it, I don't think.
Oh, yeah. So basically, you are pre-approved with us for equipment financing and working capital for about $250,000. It's the Bank of Cardiff, C-A-R-D-I-F-F, like Frank.
Okay, well, I didn't see it, so I'm interested in it because I'm looking at refinancing right now. So
okay.
Tell me what you guys can do and how it would work.
Okay, so what are you looking to refinance?
Well, currently I have two ACH loans. I want to get those out of my life.
Okay.
And then I'm expanding my business right now, and I'm trying to get some equipment for safe work,
mm-hmm.
and get another service vehicle, and mm-hmm. then some key machines that I need that are kind of like upgrades.
Mm-hmm.
I need some new equipment for my vehicles. And then also I have to get a high security key machine. So all that stuff, I was thinking that maybe about $100,000. I currently have $50,000 in debt with the ACH loans. They're
mm-hmm.
daily. I've got a perfect payment record on them, but the problem is it puts a strain on my cash flow.
Okay.
I'm looking for more favorable financing if I can find it.
Well, we definitely do equipment financing, and that is like a traditional loan on a 2 to 5 year term with monthly payments, and we
okay.
have no down payment. So I definitely think we can help you out with all of these. So you said you wanted some equipment for safe work, a new service vehicle, key machines, and the high security key machine, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And so you said some of these are replacements and some are you're adding on, or are they all replacements?
Well, I currently have one machine that I'm taking out of service, so there's one replacement that I'm getting a duplicating machine for.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have another van that I'm going to need to put machines in that needs, I have a code machine, but I need a new duplicating machine for that one. And
mm-hmm.
then I also am looking to get a safe rig, safe equipment that, there's a number of things that I need
mm-hmm.
to get the safe stuff that I need, and I've already got contracts with companies, so I'm in a good place, and my new guy is coming up next week, so I'm looking to try to get these things. I'm going to currently, you know, just piece it together, but I'm looking
mm-hmm.
to do it right and, you know, get myself in a position where we are completely ready to go out and do service once he gets here.
Oh, yeah. No, that definitely makes sense. So once he gets, is he someone new to operate the equipment that you hired?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Is he someone new to operate
well,
the new equipment?
He's a new employee for me, but he has 5 years of experience,
oh, okay.
and he's coming from Birmingham, Alabama, and he's been in the service of safes for 5 years. So he's,
oh, perfect.
He's new for me, but he's experienced. This is not new.
Okay.
And
so...
Okay. We have a lot of good contacts, so we're set to run hard on SafeWorks. So there's going to be we're going to probably be able to double our income, maybe triple it.
Oh, double, triple your income with this? Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So when I'm sorry?
Go ahead. I'm sorry. What was your question?
When do you need everything by?
Well, I need to get this done fairly quick, but I mean, I've got funding in place to do it. But like I said, because I have high payments mm-hmm. constantly drawing against it, my funds are evaporating.
Oh, yeah.
I think I can you know, maintain myself for a couple weeks or a month or even probably a couple months. But, you know, 6 months could be a strain. So
yeah,
I'm trying to reorganize so I can have a better cash flow and then we're more profitable and there's less liability on the business because it's going to be more favorable interest.
Yeah, no, definitely. And our rates start in the single digit, mid-single digits for the equipment financing, and it is that monthly payment. So I think it's perfect for what you're looking for this equipment.
Okay.
Do you have a quote or invoice for all of this yet?
No, not yet. I was actually just going to start working on that today, and I haven't had time to get it. But I have an idea, a list of items that we need. But
okay.
I can put together something. I don't have it like right in front of me where I have all the pricing and everything. But I have an idea.
No worries. As long as you have like a general idea, we can kind of submit that, submit what we think it's going to cost, and then once you get those actual quotes or invoices, that we can circle back and put that in.
Okay.
So you said it's going to be like around 100,000.
I think so. Yes.
Okay. So you don't have a vendor yet, and have you looked into financing elsewhere?
Hold on for just a second. I'm sorry.
Sure. No worries.
Not currently.
I'm sorry.
Hold on. I'm sorry.
Okay, no worries.
Okay, I'm sorry, are you there?
Okay, no problem. So how would you rate your credit?
Well, I'm not real sure. I haven't looked. And I know there's two different types of credit ratings. There's the business credit, and then there's my personal credit. I guess you want my personal credit, correct?
Yeah, we base off of your personal credit, but the loan goes on your business credit. Do you have any idea, like good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Probably fair, I would say.
Okay. Okay. The average is like about 680.
Probably about 630, 640.
Okay.
I'll have to look at my credit report.
No worries. We can find out once you do the application process. How long have you been in business out there?
8 years.
8 years. How would you say your overall health is of your business?
It's in good health.
Perfect. And it sounds like you guys are growing, so that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so What will happen if you can't get the financing in place?
I'll go to a different...
Try somewhere else?
Yeah, I've actually got other banks, but they're high interest loans. I'm trying to get out of those.
Okay.
I can like get those real easy.
Yeah.
But I think probably anyone can.
Yeah, I think so. I think those are normally how those do work. Okay. And so do you have any other equipment that would work in the meantime if you weren't able to get these on? Because I know you want them pretty quickly here.
Do I have any equipment needs? Is that what you said?
No, that would work instead. You know, some of the older machinery, like the older duplicating machine, things like that.
I do have an older duplicator that I could fix.
Okay.
And I've got some things in place. I've got a lot of different key machines, so I could make something work if I had to, but okay. I won't be doing that because I can find ways to get it.
To get the capital.
Yeah, okay. Get the capital or get the credit or get the equipment I need. There's lots of different ways I can do that.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, it sounds like our equipment financing program would actually be perfect for you. And so a little bit of information that I would need to gather from you to see what we could do. And we have an application. It's a one-page app. 6 months of your most recent bank statements. You guys aren't seasonal, right?
No, we're not seasonal.
Okay, perfect. And then your most recent business tax return.
Okay.
And then I would need quotes or invoices. I know you said you don't have those yet. So if you could just give me like a list of everything and, you know, approximate costs. And then when you do get the invoices, we would go ahead and submit those.
Okay.
For the quotes.
Okay.
Perfect. And so what is the best email address for me to reach you?
It's fgarza, F-G-A-R-Z-A, mm-hmm. 46 at yahoo.com.
At yahoo.com. Perfect. I'll go ahead and send all of this over to you. And whenever you're ready, you can either email or fax it back to me. When do you think you could get all that into me by?
I don't know. It depends on when I see it.
Okay.
pretty quick. Okay?
Okay. Pretty quick. All right. Do you want me to follow up with you tomorrow? Would that be a good time?
Yeah, we'll do tomorrow.
Perfect. Is this a good time or is there a better time?
Well, I'll tell you what. Just go ahead and follow up with me later on today about, let's see, it's 11. Why don't you give me to about 2 and we'll see how things
okay.
are working.
Yeah, I'll follow up with you at 2 p.m. Perfect. All right. Thanks so much. I'll talk to you soon. And I'll send you over this right now, okay?
All right. Thanks.
All right. Bye, Frank.
Bye.